At Middle School 218 in the Bronx, sex ed is being taught after school. A group of seventh graders are playing a unique game of bingo. About 15 students are placing Skittles down on the page to answer anatomy questions. But they are stumped by the difference between sperm and semen.
That white thing.
Oh, wow.
All right. So, I have a question for you that might make things easier. What's the difference between an egg and a cake?
Egg
and a cake. What's
up? You use the egg to make the cake.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, you need sperm to make semen.
Rayanne Figuerera is a high school senior. She took this lesson when she was in middle school and has been trained to lead it. She says having a peer teach sex ed is more relatable than some older newbie.
Because I kind of like know like their lingo and kind of like what their like thought process is. We kind of like get each other.
This program is called Just Ask Me, or JAM. It's funded by the Women's Housing and Economic Development Corporation in the Bronx. Topics like consent, STIs, and gender are covered. JAM student Allison says she learned something new about menstruation today.
An egg comes out every period, but you can't see it.
About 12 years ago, students who were concerned about teen pregnancy rates developed the program with founder Nicole Jennings. Jennings says that if these topics are uncomfortable to talk about, then kids will feel ashamed.
Although sex ed is mandated in New York City, it's often taught, at least at the school we're based at, it's taught by the phys ed teacher, who's really uncomfortable talking about this stuff, is not properly trained. It's almost like in some ways, not, like, worse.
To counter that, Jennings is teaching things like putting on a condom.
We actually have, foam penis models, and students put it on. they giggle a lot at first, and then they get grossed out by the lubrication on the condom, and it's really funny. But by the end of it, they know how to put on a condom correctly.
A program like JAM is important because teen birth rates are higher in the Bronx than other boroughs. A recent study shows that when federally funded programs talk skillfully about pregnancy or birth, the rate goes down. The sex ed policy org, CECAS, advocates for a bill called the Real Education and Access for Healthy Youth Act. In the meantime, JAM is working to fill a need in the Bronx. The program is also growing to teach third through fifth graders. For NYC News Service, I'm Paige Perez.